Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So this story about Nando's and it's just a very, very interesting one. And what is it? Well, in two recent ads, flame-grilled chicken chain Pedro's poked fun at Nando's, implying that its characters disapprove of Nando's chicken and prefer Pedro's chicken instead. Now Pedro's has been found by the South African Advertising Regulatory Board to be unduly trading on Nando's fame, not buying the argument that Nando's likes making fun of other brands. And apparently they used the word Nan in two of the ads, implying that their chicken is better than the chicken from Nando's. We wanted to try and understand what the implication is here. What is the situation in terms of advertising and regulation in South Africa? Eitan Stern is a director and a lawyer at Legalese. A very good morning, Eitan. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So it's quite an interesting one because it's Nando's, of course, known for pushing boundaries quite significantly. And then you've got their competitor coming back doing what they say, something similar, but it doesn't quite work. Give us some context.
Sure. So look, I mean, in South Africa, there's a couple of things that are relevant here, right? The first major one is trademark law, right? So you are allowed to own a brand name of your company or your logo, mm-hmm. and you can trademark these things. You can own it. So the name Legalese, my company name, we own it.
Right.
Nando's, they own it. So,
right.
And someone else is not allowed to utilize that name without their permission in that specific context. So that's sort of the first thing to understand. The second thing is that in South Africa, you've got the Advertising Standards Authority, right? This is the board which is there to make sure that advertisement is fair and no one, you know, oversteps any market and says anything unfair. In this instance, the ASA found that Pedro's has overstepped the line, that you're not allowed to do what's called comparative or competitive advertising in South Africa. I'm not allowed to run a campaign and say, you know, my brand is better than your brand. We are a better law firm than this other named one. That's
right.
Just not allowed. There are other countries allowed. In America, it's a big thing. You'll find fantastic advertisements of competitive advertisements. It's just not allowed here. So that's kind of why Pedro's got slapped back a bit.
The fact that it isn't allowed here, has that proven to be a good thing, a bad thing? What does this really mean in terms of the industry?
Well, I mean, look, that's probably something which a marketer would tell you more about. From my personal perspective, I've always quite liked it. I think it's a great thing for any brand to speak up to what they do, speak about the benefits of their product as opposed to needing to just, you know, put down other products. There's some really interesting cases in South Africa. A famous one was the old BMW commercial with the car
beats
going
the Benz. Yeah.
And they said beat the Benz, and they also got pushed back for that. It's just not the culture over here. I mean, America's got a very different consumer culture to South Africa, so maybe you can, you know, make your own assessments on whether we like a culture in which brands speak themselves up or whether we have this more kind of fierce competitive nature. Me personally, I like it, but I'm just more into that sort of thing. I'm not really into the kind of aggressive competitive advertising.
What's interesting here is that, and it's what I opened with in terms of this discussion, is I am very curious about the media side, the brand side, and brands have identity. Which are very, very important. In other words, if we look at it politically, if the DA were to make some of the statements that the EFF made, they would be completely lambasted for it.
For sure.
Whereas the EFF can get away with it. I get away with saying certain outrageous things. Well, not always, because this morning I'm in a bit of trouble. But, but I can get away with saying certain things because that's my brand. How much does the brand personality impact on the legal side? Does it at all? Does the court or does the advertising regulatory authorities take that into account and say, well, hold on, Nando's is very, very playful in this way, so therefore we should allow this or we could allow it, or do they look at it as everybody on the same playing field?
Yeah. So look, I think that's a really interesting question, and that's a really interesting discussion. And I'll tell you in a second where the African courts have really interacted with that. But on the first thing, like, I'm not sure that the two examples are comparable, right? I'm not an expert in Nando's campaigns, but I'm, you know, like any other South African, I enjoy their advertisements. But my understanding is they always play fun at political characters, at current events. I don't think that they're in the market of kind of playing fun at other brands. So I think, like, in my mind, like, this sort of thing from Pedro's, which is clearly a reference to Nando's and utilization of, you know, they're not utilizing the brand name exactly, but they kind of make it's very explicit, even while it is implicit, that they're referring to Nando's. So I don't think it's exactly the same thing. So regarding your question around whether brands, like, have an ethos or culture to them, they definitely do. Some are going to be more professional, some are going to be more playful. Very famous case in South Africa was about the Laugh It Off t-shirt, where there was a local Cape Townian who was making these t-shirts that kind of played fun at brands, Black Label, that was the famous one. I think that was the one the case was about, that they made one playing fun at the Black Label beer brand. And essentially what the courts found is that in South African law, satire is allowed. You are permitted to kind of use humor in your advertisement or in things that you are doing. So it's kind of fun in some ways that the law is meant to have a bit of a sense of humor.
It's so interesting.
Right? Which we understand that if someone's making a parody of a t-shirt, that it's not a comment necessarily on that brand. So I guess what I'm saying, it is a more complex issue. You are all right that if this ever landed up in the court, which, just remember, that the Advertising Standards Authority is not a court. They are a board that are here to decide about advertisements. If Pedro is wanted, they could take this to the court and get a judgment on this matter, and maybe they would make some astounding precedent in law in that, you know, that we've now, that this sort of advertising may be allowed and this might be considered satire, et cetera. So this may be something that the court would find in their favor. But on the first ruling from the ASA, they've decided it's not within the law. So I guess over here we're talking about industry practice, really, and not exactly yet about laws, because it's being judged by an industry body and not by the court.
Would there be an argument that Nando's could make that the whole Pedro's brand is designed directly to trade off the Nando's brand, the name Nando's, Pedro's, their style of advertising, yeah, their products? It's almost as though they have taken a well-known South African brand that has spent millions on marketing and developing that brand and are really just trying to sell on the coattails of that product.
For sure. I mean, look, you've got to be honest with you. The first time I ever heard about Pedro's is where your producer told me, being a vegetarian myself, I'm not following many chicken brands. But my first impression when I had a look at their website before the call was to say, yes, I think they do play a lot into Nando's style. And I think this brings up another really interesting area of intellectual property, which is copyright, right? If you design a look and feel, a style, a picture, wording, these things are ownable by copyright. So if I create a song, you're not allowed to copy that song because I own it. And there would be some aspect, some argument that Nando's look and feel and their style could be their copyrighted design. So I imagine Pedro's has been quite careful in making sure that they speak to it but not copy it. And, you know, that this is where with copyright there's always a blurry line, because how do you really create a clear line between something which is using something as reference and something which is copying? I mean, all music, art is going to be reference to the, you know, we all stand on the shoulders of the giants who came before us. So it's a hard line to match. And I imagine probably the underlying message here has been like that Nando's probably know this, and at some point Pedro's have overstepped the line and now they're having
time to pull
back
that
a little bit. So I think that there's probably something of that's happening. But I think it also speaks a lot about like brand strategy, their legal strategy in protecting their IP, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can't go and sue every single person who tries to copy. I mean, think of Disney. If they went and sued every single person that utilized the Mickey Mouse ears, which is owned, that's intellectual property owned by Disney. If they sued every cartoonist and small brand that used the Mickey Mouse ears, you'd find Disney, which is a family-loving, you know, a household name, suing everyone around the world. So they can't do that. So every company has to decide which battles are you going to fight. And, you if a smaller company plays fun at you a little bit, you might, you know, let it slide. But once it starts to kind of create financial damage to you and starts really drawing your reputation, then you might need to step in. So, and different brands deal with this in different ways. Netflix has some really interesting examples of sending very funny lawyers' letters to video shops or businesses that have used the game, but not suing small business shops. And it could be that bad for business. So every company has to decide how they're going to deal with it, with how they're going to deal with kind of people stepping into their intellectual property realm.
Right. So one of our listeners asking us about the Santam ad and Nando's, where they did go head to head on this. Is that sort of thing allowed?
Oh, I must be honest, I don't know about the Santam ad. Generally, with all these sorts of things, you need to kind of consider the exact scenario.
Right.
So happy to look at it and consider. But, you know, every intellectual property matter, you're going to find two people that have different views on it. And, you know, that's how these things land up in dispute. So they can always be read in two different ways.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting conversation. It is 8:46. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. That's Eitan Stern. He's a director and a lawyer at Legalese, talking to us about the legal implications on Pedro's after mocking Nando's.